I'm sitting down here thinking to myself how to exactly start this episode and how to just do the intro, and I've tried it one or two times, you know, because this is kind of like a heartfelt conversation that we, or rather that I'm going to be having with you guys on this episode. And it's structured out, not really structured out, but let's have a one-on-one conversation. So I'm talking to you who's listening right now, and you're welcome to another episode on the Accountable Truth Podcast. You know who I am, David Dante Frank. And if you're a first-time listener and you just happen to stumble upon this episode for the first time, this is a podcast where we deal on sensitive issues that people shy away from, speaking out against societal norms. You know, those uncomfortable truths that we would rather not talk about. They can be harsh, they can be very unappealing. You know, there can be issues that we deal with, but we want to, when I say we deal with, we engage with on a daily basis, but we are ashamed to talk about those things. Now, for today's episode, I wanted to just tell you guys what's been going on and the things that are going to happen moving forward. Now, I have had a very busy week over the past few weeks that have gone by. Hence, you haven't seen any episodes and you haven't been seeing reminders for me to go check out the episode on the podcast. Even my Instagram page too has been quiet. I have hardly put in any posts there. I recently got some gigs and I have been trying to adjust to those things. So my life has become very busy. There are some other plans personally that are also happening for me that are in the works, and that has really put me on a very busy schedule, and I'm struggling to find balance between things. I think I'm also involved in a lot of things, too many things too, so I have to take out the time and think of which one to drop, which one to put aside. Now, going forward, previously on the last episode, I had talked about the fact that I was thinking of making the episodes on the podcast bi-weekly and no longer weekly. Well, that will be taking effect from this new month going forward. Episodes from the podcast will now be bi-weekly, meaning that it will be 2 weeks. So usually I will drop a new episode every Sunday, weekly, but now it will be every 2 weeks. And the same thing applies to the Telegram community voice chat, which I had said earlier on when we had our last conversation on being in a financially unbalanced relationship. It was a great conversation. Some persons want to listen to that audio. That audio will be made available soon. The reason for some of these things is the fact that, like I said, I have a lot of things and I'm trying to find balance. Two, that time frame will give me enough time to plan out the episodes, record, edit, and then publish those episodes, right? So I hope you guys like this new change, because a lot of people really felt bombarded by the weekly episodes, but it would now be bi-weekly, so this should give you guys more time to listen to the episodes. Now, that said, I want to talk about the importance of reviews and sharing each episode that you listen to on the podcast. I always talk about supporting the podcast regularly, right? And one way that you support the podcast is by giving me your reviews, by sharing, and also by your money. So that is maybe supporting us with whatever little token that you have. You can support us with as little as 100 naira, 200 naira. I mean, the link to that are in the show notes of the episode. It's called the Shukran link. You can donate anonymously. I wouldn't know that it was you that donated. So don't think that money is too small. Another very important aspect is sharing the episodes. See, the podcast will not grow if the listeners or the membership does not increase. So if you know that you are finding value out of this podcast, if you know that you're one of those who told me, Dante, don't pause, don't stop, and you know you're getting value out of it, some of you listen silently, you don't ever comment or send anything back to me, I only ask for this simple favor. Share this episode with somebody. Keep sharing this episode. Share it on your WhatsApp status. Share it on your Facebook page. Share it on Instagram. And when you listen to a particular episode, please, as much as possible, do send me a review. Send me your thoughts on the subject that is being talked about. It is very important. I would like to know how the podcast or how the episode on that particular week affected you. Do you disagree? Do you agree? Were you touched? Were you changed? Do you think that there are areas that the podcast can be improved on? Are there certain things that you feel can be done better? Please do let me know. And if at any time you have sent out a review and you didn't get a desired response or the particular response that you wanted and that made you feel like not reaching out again, please do let me know. Reach out to me one more time. But like I said, this is just a heart-to-heart conversation. I need you guys to do these things each time you listen to an episode. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is collaborations. If for any reason you feel that, I see an opportunity that I can partner with the Uncomfortable Truths podcast, please do reach out to me. If you're a business, I mean, we can work something out. Everything doesn't always has to be, you know, sorted out with money. We can always collaborate in different ways. So if you see an opportunity, please do feel free to reach out to me. We can collaborate in different ways. Now, personally for me, in my life, I have started this new line of business, so to speak, in that I produce podcast episodes now for individuals and companies. So people who do not have time to produce their own episodes, I produce it for them. Editing, adding of background music, audiograms, timestamp, you name it, the likes, and if it's possible, manage a social media page for them. And so if you do not have that time, you can reach out to me and we can discuss on the packages that you will need. If you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you have a business and you have a page online, or you want to promote your business online but you don't just have the time, you have a lot of things you're engaged in, and you would like somebody else to manage that page for you while you fully focus on your business, then reach out to me. That also can be done for you as well at a very simple, affordable rate, guys. Trust me when I say so. So if you know me personally, you know that I mean what I'm saying. Reach out to me. But then again, these are some of the things that I am involved in that has taken up my time. Hence, some of these changes are coming in right now as we speak. Well, with that said, that's the little that I have for you guys today. I do not want to take so much of your time. I was meant to have that heart-to-heart conversation with you and let you know. We have a couple of episodes that will be coming up for next week. I'm not decided yet. Maybe, okay, let's do this now. Tell me what episode you would love us to put out next week and I will give you two options. Let me think. How many episodes do I have? Okay, I have an episode on fresh fish, first-time sex with a guest from California, where we talk about what men don't understand about making love to a woman and what women don't understand about making love to men, you know, especially for those who are going into it first time. Why do we have that topic? This is a topic that we talk about every single time. This generation is sexually charged, highly sexually charged, and a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about sex and their first times. So I said, okay. She reached out to me and I said, why not? Let's have this topic. I think it's an important topic that we have, because I think it's an important topic that, you know, we address, because a lot of young people are getting married. They have a lot of misconceptions. A lot of young people are also sexually active. They need to know certain things as well. Secondly, another topic that we also have is, three topics. So the next topic that we also have is molestation, right? In regards to the Baba Ijesha issue, honestly, I haven't touched that one, so trust me, don't even tell me about that one, because that one is not coming out this Sunday. The next one we have on ground is being in a financially unbalanced relationship, which can mean different things to different people. Somebody once told me that it's a fallacious topic. No, it's not. For some men, being in a financially unbalanced relationship means that the lady earns more than them. Now that relationship is unbalanced financially for them, and balance means, or balance is a place whereby they, as the men, are earning more, and vice versa. It's they are also very toxic mindsets, the whole things that are addressed in that particular episode. So these are just some of the episodes that are coming up, and tell me which episode you would like to listen to first. I will be waiting for your response. You can also click the link, the last link in the show notes of the episode, to send me a voice message as well. So that's a little I have for you guys today. Tell me what you think about the things I have discussed with you here today, and you know how to reach me. You can follow me on Instagram at uncomfortabletruth with one underscore. You can follow me on Twitter at utwdpodcast and also send me a message there. Okay, guys, and please do not forget that you can support the podcast using the link in the show notes of the episode, the Shukran link there. Any amount is very much appreciated. There is no amount that is too small when you send in to support the podcast. I mean, recently I got my mic set and the boom arm, and that cost me quite a lot, you know. So support the podcast today with whatever little it is that you have. With that said, guys, I will be waiting for your response and your reviews and your suggestions. So have a great week ahead. If you're listening to this sometime in the middle of the week, enjoy the rest of your week. And until next week Sunday, when you hear from me, it's goodbye for now, guys.